You're listening to SBS News.
The UK's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has described his Prime Minister Boris Johnson as a fighter. Mr. Johnson continues to receive treatment for COVID-19 in the intensive care unit of St Thomas's Hospital in London. Mr. Raab gave this update on the Prime Minister's condition.
I can tell you he's receiving the very best care from the excellent medical team at St Thomas's Hospital. He remains stable overnight. He's receiving standard oxygen treatment and breathing without any assistance. He's not required any mechanical ventilation or non-invasive respiratory support. He remains in good spirits, and in keeping with usual clinical practice, his progress continues to be monitored closely in critical care.
Mr. Raab says government decisions are being made collectively by Cabinet and that ministers have clear directions and instructions from Prime Minister Johnson. The government is due to decide early next week whether to start easing the near total economic and social lockdown. It's believed some ministers would like to see it extended, with the most recent daily death toll of 786, the highest to date. Across the Atlantic, New York recorded 731 new deaths, its highest one-day jump. But the state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, says that's because a large number of people who were hospitalised at the virus's peak are now dying. Mr. Cuomo thinks the state is reaching a plateau in the number of hospitalisations, which will be reflected in fewer deaths in the coming days and weeks.
Right now we're projecting that we are reaching a plateau in the total number of hospitalisations, and you can see the growth and you see it starting to flatten. Again, this is a projection. It still depends on what we do, and what we do will affect those numbers.
US President Donald Trump says he didn't see an early written warning about the pandemic from a top White House aide. Mr. Trump also criticized the World Health Organization, saying the US will suspend its funding to it because the WHO missed the call on the COVID-19 pandemic.
They've been wrong about a lot of things, and they had a lot of information early, and they didn't want to do very... They seem to be very China-centric, and we have to look into that, so we're going to look into it. We give a majority of the money that they get.
When pressed on the issue, President Trump backtracked, saying he was considering it rather than confirming it.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but we're going to look at it.
You did say that.
We give a tremendous... No, I didn't. I said we're going to look at it. We're going to investigate it. We're going to look at it. But we will look at ending funding. Yeah, because you know what? They called it wrong. And if you look back over the years, even, they're very much everything seems to be very biased toward China.
The death toll in Spain rose overnight for the first time in 5 days, with 743 new deaths. But there is hope that the national lockdown could be eased soon, with the rise in the number of recorded deaths put down to a backlog of reporting new data from the weekend. Spain's Deputy Chief of Health Emergencies, María José Sierra, explains.
With the information from yesterday evening, we have 5,478 new cases reported, bringing the total of confirmed cases to 140,510. Based on these numbers, as we always say each day, the increase is of 4% in respect to yesterday. This is a very slight increase compared to yesterday, which we believe is due to the adjustment of data that had accumulated over the weekend. As we always say, it is important to wait for a few days to let the trend consolidate, but in reality, this is what we have been observing over the past few days.
There is reason to be optimistic in Italy, which is now in its fifth week of lockdown. The number of confirmed cases has dropped again, with 3,039 in the past 24 hours. Italy's Special Commissioner for Coronavirus, Angelo Borrelli, says the total number of recoveries in the country is nearly 25,000.
Today, unfortunately, we have registered a number of deaths, which is 604 patients who have passed away. The total number of recovered patients has risen to 24,392. That is 1,555 more than yesterday. It's the second highest number overall in terms of recovered since we have started recording the spread of the epidemic.
Iran believes it has contained the virus despite another 133 deaths. The health minister there, Saeed Namaki, says Iran has reined in the scary dragon. One place that appears to have certainly done so is Wuhan, the city in China from where the pandemic spread.
Wuhan!
That's the sound of locals chanting Wuhan, let's go. They're celebrating the end of the city's 11-week lockdown at a light show on either side of the Yangtze River. Authorities in China have reported that there are no fresh cases of COVID-19 there. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.